Hello, and welcome to the Carolyn and Joe Show.
Yes, welcome everyone.
Welcome, and we're back with James.
Hello, hello, hello.
James, you are still the master of the universe, sir.
Thank you. That's right.
So, we are now September 29, 28, one of those. Yes.
End of September.
We're at the end of September. Misses in the world, everyone out there. I hope you're having a good September out there. Let's start us with some news.
The news is that you should join us for Baltimore Comic Con, October 10th and 11th. Yes.
Yes.
In the Baltimore Convention Center at Baltimore, Maryland.
That'd be really cool.
What else? Be there.
We got another one in November too, right?
Yeah, November 21st, Holiday Heist at the Soundry in Vienna, Virginia. We might have some more tour
November
dates coming on.
November 21st. Is that near Thanksgiving?
Yeah, because my dad's birthday is November 27th, and it's always like around Thanksgiving, if not on Thanksgiving.
I can't wait till Thanksgiving. I think we've already talked about it, but I love Thanksgiving. James, you going to say something?
Why do you love Thanksgiving?
That sort of sounded like you're reading it off of paper.
Oh, this show is scripted.
Is this show scripted? I don't
it's
know.
Completely raw.
Are we all playing characters? Maybe.
I like Thanksgiving.
No, that's my line. I like Thanksgiving.
I like Thanksgiving.
That's my.
My bad.
Yeah, I like Thanksgiving.
So why do you like Thanksgiving?
Well,
I already asked him that.
Wait,
I'm sorry, I was reading off James.
It sort of sounds like we're like on the award shows, and they're like, "Hi." No, they don't say hi.
Oh, damn it.
They don't.
Stupid ass. I don't even want to talk about that. Did you see the music awards?
I did see the music awards.
And
the 2 weeks ago, right? With Kanye, you talking about that?
No, it was like 2 days ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
no, it wouldn't.
But yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, it was about over 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you're right. My bad.
Over 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
That loser. Dude, I've been saying it for so long. That guy sucks. Like, everything about him is just terrible.
Did you ever see that Grammys from 2 years ago when Vince Gill, like, called him out?
Did he?
Yeah.
He didn't really call him
out. Did they fight?
So to speak.
No, they didn't have a
Did they fight?
No, they just it was just like a subtle commentary that Vince Gill had, cuz Vince Gill won like for These Days, the box set. These Days. And
I don't get it.
These nuts.
And what does that have to do with Days?
I don't know. Well, anyway, his album is called These Days. Has 43 new songs on it. Anyway, Vince Gill won, right?
Uh-huh.
And the person who gave Vince Gill the award was Ringo Starr. And Vince is like,
dead.
Vince is like, really?
No, he's not dead.
I thought he was.
No. You think everyone's dead once in a while.
Well,
Patrick Swayze's dead.
Yeah, I saw that. Who cares? What, he doesn't mean anything
loose,
to me.
Footloose.
That's not him.
That was Kevin Bacon.
Oh, well, then what is...
He was Dirty Dancing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Outsiders. Patrick Swayze was what?
Sing a song from that movie.
Wait, Patrick Swayze...
Well, anyway, so Vince Gill was like...
Oh, yeah, my bad.
Vince Gill
so Kevin Bacon's not dead?
Vince Gill was like getting the award.
Time out. Start again.
Vince Gill
Time
won,
out.
Vince Gill...
Oh. Time in.
Won an award. And so he was all honored when he got up on stage. And then he was like, wow, I just got an award handed to me by a Beatle. And then... He paused and he was like, "Ever happened to you, Kanye?"
Oh.
And then Kanye was all like laughing, but then everyone's like, "Oh!" But then they started laughing like right afterwards. Like, and then Vince was like, "Just kidding, Kanye," you know. But it was like it was made out to be a joke, but you know, it had underlining terms of comedy because we all know comedy equals truth. So it was kind of just like, "Hey, Kanye, check yourself," you know.
Before you wreck yourself.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Type comment.
That's what I've always said.
But it's kind of, you know, don't you think that that's how he, like, implied it? I don't think Vince was trying to be mean about it.
Who cares? He deserves it.
Was there a Vince Gill song in the Borat movie? Because I was watching that yesterday.
Yeah.
It sounded like there was a Vince Gill song
there
in that.
There is a Vince Gill song in the Borat movie.
They played Borat on USA. That was pretty
intense. I was watching Borat at work the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a nice.
Did you watch Bruno?
I'm not going to watch Bruno.
It's by the same guy, man.
I'm not going to watch Bruno, damn it.
All right, indeed. All right.
It's too gay for James.
It's too gay for James.
I saw part of Juno.
It's not the same thing, dude.
I hated that movie.
It's not, it has nothing to do with the.
I'm not saying
it. It just has it kind of rhyme.
Yeah. Anything with with Juno or Bruno is not going to. Doesn't mean it's the same guy.
Any of those. Man. What's the latest movie I've seen?
Did you see Batman yet?
He did see Dark Knight.
Dark Knight, yeah, I saw it.
Okay.
Good. It was awesome. It was incredible. I saw.
One of the best movies ever made.
Huh?
Sorry, I'm just. I don't want to spill water all over my all over this $10,000 gear here.
$10,000. It's impressive. No, I saw that.
It's impressive.
It sounds like you're underwater.
The Goods.
With Jeremy Piven. You saw that?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was kind of
silly. What's your review on The Goods? From
overall,
August.
See it. My kind of humor is, you know, that kind of stupid, silly kind of
like Jim Carrey
comedy. Well. Not
Give
Jim
us
Carrey,
some
though.
Examples.
What is your favorite comedy movie of all time? Right now, Pam.
No.
All
right. It's a tough one. I like Office Space, probably.
Office Space, so...
Probably number one.
So you know Extract came out, right?
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
But you know of it?
Yeah, I'm probably going to see it.
I'm probably going to see that, too.
All right. You want to go see it?
Yeah, let's go right now.
All right.
All right.
That was Jimmy. All right, anyway.
All right, Kevin, you carry on with the show while we go see the movie.
Okay.
No, but anyway, my review, it was good.
Of the goods? The goods was good?
On a 10 scale. On a 10 scale.
The goods was good?
Yeah, I'd probably give it like a 7 or something.
So basically it gets a C.
Hey, let's spoil the whole movie.
Yeah.
Want to spoil the whole movie?
A C plus for the Fairfax County Public School System rating chart.
A 70 would be a D plus then, right?
Oh, yeah.
What?
According to Fairfax County Public Schools.
74. Low C.
Low C.
All right, let's.
Man, the Fairfax County grading system is like intensely hard.
James, can you spoil the whole movie? Spoil the whole movie for us. Because I'm probably not going to see it.
I'm not going to see
it. Well, tell you the truth, we bought tickets for G.I. Joe.
Oh, you're going to see G.I. Joe?
Yeah, but then at the last second, I was like, damn it, you know what?
I'm not going to see it.
I've just heard more bad things than good about this movie. Let's just go see the
goods. What were the bad things that you're hearing about G.I. Joe?
I just heard that they kind of ruined it. You know, ruined the story, ruined the whole deal of G.I. Joe. Like, they had characters in there that were playing like wiggers, you know, like
they're playing wiggers,
you know, they're like had wigger
just
attitude,
just like in Transformers.
Do they have wiggers in Transformers?
Sort of.
The robots were kind of.
I'm sorry, I can't stand wiggers.
I mean, it's okay, man.
They're like the worst people in the world.
But so
some of them are kind of funny.
That's exactly
just to make
why.
Fun of.
That's exactly why they put them in there, man. I think when they put them in there, they're making fun of them. You know what I'm saying?
Oh well, that's
a commentary on wiggers all across the world. Do you think there's wiggers like in other countries too?
Yeah.
Yeah, like in England, they have tons of wiggers. They do, I swear.
I swear.
I saw on MTV or something, they had something about
moon.
Like people in other countries that were all into rap and stuff. Have you heard that Iraqi band that's like the death metal band from Iraq?
No.
I heard there's a documentary on that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that movie.
Did you?
Yeah. Like, Metal
they rock,
and Megal and Baghdad or something like that, or
yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, they know how to play, you know.
It's pretty tight. Anyway,
so what happens in the goods?
Tell us about the goods.
Anyway, so where I was going with that was we were
the
like,
goods that were only good.
The movie was like already 15 or 20 minutes into the movie when we got there.
But, that sucks. So you missed the intro.
It was alright. It has Andy from The Office in there.
Wait, so what? What caused you to be 20 minutes late to a movie? Because that's one of my biggest
pet peeves. We bought tickets for G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
And we went and ate dinner. And then we came back and it was a couple minutes before G.I. Joe was supposed to start.
And was this at like a nighttime? Was there like lines and stuff?
Well, yeah, there were lines, I guess. I don't know. But I'm saying we came back, you know, right before G.I. Joe was supposed to start. They were like, well, David, I really don't feel like seeing G.I. Joe. So I said, well, let's go see the goods. But the goods that already started.
Yeah.
So we just went into the theater.
It just theater hopped.
Yeah. So anyway, what happened? There was like these used car salesmen. There was like two car dealerships and one was going to get bought out by the other one or something. But like the one that wasn't doing so hot, they had like a bunch of, you know, ragtag people.
Sort of like the Bad News Bears.
I guess. I don't know. They had a bunch of scrubs, but... They decided to, they came out with all these schemes to sell all these cars so they keep the business open. Anyway.
Did you enjoy it? Like, was
it had some funny parts, man. Some pretty funny parts. But overall, it was kind of stupid.
But they had that guy, that Asian dude that's in all the...
Oh, man, I hate that loser.
Mr. Chan or Chun or whatever his name is.
I hate him.
Because I remember that...
You hate him because he's Asian?
No. Damn it.
I mean, it's okay, man. I understand. That'd be the same reason why I dislike him.
Well, he's like, I don't know. I just don't like him. You know, some people you just don't like.
Yeah, he was, like, really flamboyant on Raw. Because I don't know if you know, but Jeremy Piven hosts Raw.
Oh, I saw that.
Okay.
I saw it when the Asian guy was on there, right?
Yeah, he was, like, really flamboyant. I was like, dude, what's going on with
you? Why are you so flamboyant, man?
Just be yourself, man. Just be yourself.
But what if that is him being himself?
Well, then all the more reason to hate him. Yeah.
There was that one scene in Borat where he was going through Washington, D.C., and he was like, and there's I ran into my first parade, and it was like the gay pride parade.
Yeah.
Dude, I was actually, we were talked about that the last episode with James.
What, the gay pride parade?
Yeah.
With Borat?
Because I was in Metro with two of the guys, and they were basically wearing, like, I don't even know what they called these outfits, but it was like stirrups and like leather stuff.
So like Shawn Michaels.
Like Lederhosen?
I don't know what... I don't know. I don't even know what it is, but it was like these two guys, and they're, first of all, they were skinny. So, I mean, I don't know. I thought they were like diseased or something.
Probably are. Probably got AIDS.
That's what I was getting at.
Sorry.
They were just like...
I wasn't getting at that, America.
No, but they were like really skinny. Like, it was like to the point where it was like skeletal. And
that's what happens when you get AIDS. You get all skinny, isn't it?
They were like holding hands, which, you know, that's nice for them. But like, it was like they're wearing like black stirrups and like no shirt in the Metro.
They had no shirt on?
I don't think they did.
Aren't you supposed to wear a shirt in the Metro?
I don't know, but they're basically like just wearing like little black things, like just nothing. It's like really leather chaps or something. I don't even know.
Chaps.
Man, you ever been in public and you see something, you know, out of place, or see somebody acting, you know, just acting a fool?
A fool.
Yeah, and you just want to say something to them, but you don't know if you should, or, you know, if it's really necessary.
Yeah.
But you really feel like you want to say something. Man, I'm in that situation all the time.
I mean, I'm not laughing at you, I'm just...
laughing at the situation.
Yeah.
But, I mean... You know, I think to myself, you know, what good is it really going to do if I call this person out?
It's true.
It doesn't do any good.
Does the moment really count? You know?
Like, are they going to be like, oh, you know what? You're right. I'll take that into consideration.
Well, give me a situation, and I'll see how I would act in that situation.
All right. I went to Best Buy the other day, right? Well, actually, let's turn back the clock.
All right, let's rewind.
This can be like two stories into one.
All right,
is this the Geek Squad?
Yeah, this is Geek Squad story plus what we were just about to talk about.
Cool.
All right.
Let's see if we can take 20 minutes on this.
All right. Oh, man. Anyway, all right.
Take one.
All right. All the years that I've been using computers and, you know, all the crap that I've downloaded.
What type of computers have you had, though, just so we can get the history?
Oh, I've had desktops. I've had...
like Sony or...
Oh yeah, I had a Sony Vaio for a little while, like desktop, and I had an HP desktop for a little while, and I've had I'm on my third laptop now.
Sony, or
I have a Sony Vaio.
And you never had a Dell before?
No.
You should get a Dell, man. You're getting a Dell.
Dude.
No, I'm not getting a Dell. I almost bought a Dell actually, Dell laptop. Anyway, back to the story. Well, all right. So what I was saying was, all these years that I've been in college, you know, high school, whatever. Out on my own, using the internet and looking at porn, just downloading stupid videos and stuff.
Yeah,
I've never had a problem really with viruses.
Really? That's a surprise, man.
Guess what? All right.
So your computer got AIDS.
Yeah, my computer got more than AIDS. Got like completely annihilated.
Got
like
the plague and
like the Black Plague combined with like a nuclear blast.
That's what happens when you share around too much.
Just before we start, were you looking up Jessica Biel?
No.
All right, because you know, if you look up Jessica Biel, she is the high, like, what is it though?
High risk.
Yeah,
I've heard about that.
The high risk celebrity, like
to get
one out of five,
from...
you one out of five or something like that, you will get a virus if you look up Jessica Biel.
No, I wasn't.
And why is that? Why her?
Because she's dirty.
Really?
I don't know. So continue on.
All right. So anyway, all those years, you know, never had a problem with viruses.
Yeah, you protected yourself. You were clean.
You know. Yeah. So anyway,
you wore a condom.
Anyway, I think. I was on my laptop, and...
What type of laptop is this?
This is a HP something. I don't know.
See, I've never had an HP something.
It was all right. It was HP. So anyway,
what are you talking?
One day, I think it had something to do with the updates I downloaded.
Yeah.
Because the same day I downloaded, I got some updates. You know, those Internet Explorer updates or whatever, the things that pop up in the bottom right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of a sudden later, I can't. The internet's not working at all, and like all this crap, isn't coming up that I'm clicking on.
How'd that come about? Did you search? Did you reset your modem and or whatever the network and stuff like that?
Man, I was trying everything, trying to get it to work.
Because that's one of the most frustrating things when computers aren't working. Really, is that's the most hated, frustrated moments of my life.
Yeah, but you know what? I tried to. I didn't have my Norton antivirus updated. So what I did was I went to Target and I bought the new Norton.
How much was that?
Like $40 or something.
Is that fucking expensive, yeah. Isn't it?
I bring it home, right? I put the disk in and I try to install it to run a check or whatever. And it says, oh, you have a previous, like, higher version of Norton or whatever that you need to uninstall first before you... Even though I had like a newer version of Norton, it was like the lower thing.
See, that's scary because at that moment something can come in while you uninstall, right? Like,
well, it wasn't updated anyway, so it wasn't like I had any protection anyway. So anyway, I tried to uninstall it was the thing that came with the computer.
Yeah.
Right? So I tried to uninstall that and it some like weird screens keep coming up and freezing my screen up and it says uninstall failed and I keep trying to click the OK button. And, like, it'll go away for a split second, then the window will come right
come back.
Come back,
yeah.
And then I have to keep turning my computer off. Anyway, so I bring it into Best Buy, Geek Squad, whatever. I had the I had the warranty, but I guess the warranty doesn't cover software stuff and only covers...
Like hardware and all that?
Yeah. So, like, if I actually... Anyway, it doesn't matter. I bring it in, and I'm standing behind this black lady in line. And she's getting all bent out of shape because she brought her daughter's computer in, who was just going back to college. This was a couple weeks ago, like right at the first week of college starting back up.
Yeah.
And I guess she was out of state, and she said she was about to go. She was supposed to pick her daughter's computer up and bring it to her at college.
Yeah.
But it wasn't ready when she went to pick it up, even though...
It was supposed to be ready at that time?
Yeah.
And she was giving the guy a real hard time.
I mean, that's understandable, too, because like you're on a deadline at that point.
But she was like...
Pissed.
Was like out of hand. And... See, at that point, I wanted to say something to her. And the guy was trying to, you know, they have a bunch of different people working there.
Was it out of hand to the point where you're like, I should calm her down or I should tell her to know her role?
Well, no, it was, they kept telling her the same thing over and over again. All they needed was, I guess I would have been getting pissed off too, but I wouldn't have reacted like that. They were telling her that they needed the backup disk for, so they could, backup or, like the... Whatever, the disk that comes with the computer?
Yeah.
So...
Like for the operating system or something.
Yeah, because something was wrong with it. I don't know. But anyway, they were telling her that they need that before they can do anything for her. And she was saying, well, I can't get it. She has it at college. Blah, blah, blah. And, she can't bring it down here and whatever. And I just... She kept going on about that. I said, well, why don't you... I was about to say, well, why don't you just have her mail it?
Yeah.
Express.
Or buy a computer.
And be here in a day. But anyway, I don't want to get into it. There was like a whole bunch of crap they were trying to tell her.
But basically, you were stuck in line, though. You couldn't even get to the point where you wanted to be.
Yeah, and she was just standing there. It's just like, well, I don't know what to do. And the guy was like, I'm telling you what to do. Get the damn disc, and we'll take care of it. And so anyway, I get up there, and by this point, like some other guy, I guess the other guy was on his lunch break or something. He'd just come back. So there were two people now helping at the Geek Squad.
And what type of guy was this? Was he like a guy that looked like he knew what he was talking about or some kid out of high school?
Was it like Chuck?
He was Chuck.
that NBC show, Chuck.
I don't know.
They work at the Buy More.
I don't know.
Well, just say yes. Just say yes.
Yes. Well, it was some like young black dude with the afro.
Well, just say no. Just say no then.
All right, no. But then there was some white guy that...
All right, just say
like,
yes.
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 And he seemed like he knew what he was talking about,
there
right?
There you go. That's right. Yeah, that's Chuck.
So I go up there and I'm like, well... The guy's like, oh, how can I help you? I'm like, man, I'm just having issues with this computer, man.
Wait, so are you saying that the guy left after he had to deal with that lady?
No, he didn't leave, but like right when he was at the, on the verge of being done with that lady, the white guy came back or whatever, and he was helped. So he like called me up right as the lady was like about to leave.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so guy said, "Oh, well, you know, I told him everything was wrong with it." He's like, "Oh, I'll run a diagnostic test right now if you want to come back in 20 minutes or whatever it was." So I shopped around for a little while, then I came back, and he's like, "Yeah, man, you got some Trojans, and you got this and that," and he goes, "Man, this is all, we're gonna,
this,
man,
this is it's over."
Yeah, he was being real with me.
Yeah, that's important that they're real, you know.
What is Trojans?
Trojans is a virus, sort of like a worm, something.
It's kind of like the computer should have been wearing one.
Anyway, well, it wasn't. Anyway, all right.
Sometimes people don't want to wear it.
Anyway, I'll speed the story up a little bit. So I go shop around for a while.
You don't have to speed up the story.
All right. Well, anyway. Damn it. Threw me off track. So the guy's saying...
Trojans. It's all filled with viruses and stuff. You come back, you shopped around.
Yeah, he's saying... He was suggesting
your computer has AIDS.
He was suggesting, you know, what I should do. He's like, man, you could... You know, we could try to wipe him out right now and then, you know, whatever. But there's always going to be the chance that they could, you know, come back or something. You know, we'll miss something. So he's like,
it could be inflamed again in the future.
So he said, you know, I just recommend, you know, just clean it off. Just we'll back up your stuff for you and just, you know, get a total system restore, whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, so they don't ever start clean. So I said, all right. So anyway, he did that for me for free, the diagnostic test.
Yeah.
So anyway, he's like, all right, it'll be done on the 4th. This is like the August 22nd. He said, come back on September 4th. You know, it'll be done around then. And so I come back on September 4th, and the guys, black dude was there. The guy that was making the black lady all mad.
Yeah.
And he said, well, yeah, it's not ready yet. Like,
they should.
Yeah, I was real calm. I was like, all right. When's it gonna be ready? I said, I don't know, a couple days.
What?
And
it's already been like a week and a half.
Yeah, it was. This is when it was supposed to be completely done, and they hadn't even started working on it because he was like, "Well, we need to, to back up all your files and stuff. That machine was down or something. So if you have something that
do, for a fact that doesn't take that long, it wouldn't take that long,
but." That's what I'm getting at. These people freaking retarded.
Do you think also because it's like back to school that they're having like a lot more customers and stuff?
Maybe, but I don't care. I mean,
that's not your problem.
I'm just trying to find a reason for like.
You're probably right.
No, but what I'm saying is that like the reason doesn't matter. You name a date. You know what I mean? You follow through with that customer service. Exactly. Yeah. If you say you're going to do something,
and
you
also
do it
they should, or if they are running late, they should at least call that day or the day before and be like, "Hey, I know we said we were supposed to get this done by September 4th, but it turns out we're going to need a couple more days. Just want to let you know."
So now there you go. Yeah. Like, so you wouldn't have to waste $20 to drive out there. You know, not $20, but you know.
But that's the least of my worries right now.
Yeah.
Like this part of the story. So anyway, I said, "All right, you know, well, I'll come back in a couple days or whatever," and so I left. And or he was trying to say, well, if you have like a external hard drive or something you want to back these files up on,
yeah,
you know, we can do that now. And then I said, well, wait a minute, I went back on the 6th, 2 days after. So, and he was already telling me, oh, it's gonna be a couple more days. So anyway, I said, well, wait a minute, you haven't backed up the files? It's not like the first thing you need to do before you do anything.
I mean,
so you're telling me you haven't even started on this? And you're gonna call me?
Wait, did you say that? You're like, so you're telling me that you haven't started?
So you haven't started on yet, or what's going on? I mean, should I take it to another Best Buy? And the guy's like, oh. So I said, you know what? I mean, you already have
chill,
it.
Dude,
you
chill.
You already have it. You know, I wasn't getting mean or anything. I was just trying to figure it out. So anyway, so I leave. And I don't know. It was like a couple days after that, like on the 9th or something, the Best Buy calls me up, some other guy that I hadn't seen before. He's like, we're just letting you know we're – we're about to start working your computer,
but before
we can do that, you know, we need a form of payment. That's all. I said you got to be effing kidding me. You said you got to be kidding me, man. I paid when I went in there. He's like, well, I mean, can you bring the receipt in or something, dude? I was like, dude, I live 40 minutes away or 30 minutes away, you know.
And you said you told that to him, right?
Yeah, I took it to the Fair Lakes Best Buy because I tried to go to the one in Sterling, but there's something going on, like their internet. Server was down or something that day, so they couldn't check it. Anyway, all right. So the guy says, we need a form payment. Can you bring the receipt in? I said, no. I mean, that's not going to happen. And I just happened to have the receipt in my wallet. I was driving in my car at the time. And I pulled it out and said, here, take the number on the receipt or something. You know, try to figure out something. And, you know, I gave him, like, the number on the top of her receipt, and he's like, okay, I think we can do something. So anyway, a couple, it was a day or two later, they call me back again.
So they keep on dragging you back and forth, and you have to drive 40 miles, or not 40 minutes or something.
I didn't drive out there. I
just called them.
Yeah, I mean, when they called me, I told them that, you know, I read the receipt or whatever. Anyway. Sorry.
Mountain Dew.
All right, so where was that in the story?
But basically, it's been...
So you asked them to check the number on the receipt.
It was the 4th. It was the 6th. Now they're calling you. Then they ask for a payment from you. And you're like, I already paid when I first came in there.
Yeah.
And then...
All right, then they left. And then I went back in a couple days later. And I just popped in. And the guy said, hold on. And he comes back in. He's like, yeah, we did the diagnostic test.
Didn't they already do that too?
Huh?
Didn't they already do a diagnostic test?
Oh, you know what? I'm getting the story mixed up.
All right, let's start.
The guy called me again after they'd called for the payment.
Yeah.
And he said, oh, yeah, I'm just letting you know that we just ran the diagnostic test and everything. This is what's wrong with it. I said, well, the guy did that while I waited the first day I brought it in.
Exactly, when you went shopping for 20 minutes.
Yeah. So anyway, I come in a couple of days later to try to just, I was just like, you know what, forget it. I'm just going to go pick it up and just, be done with it.
Yeah.
And they had the nerve to try to charge me for the diagnostic test when I went and picked up the computer.
Bullshit, man.
Yeah, there's no work that they'd done on it.
Exactly. And they already gave it to you for free the first time.
Yeah. And, I went and picked up the computer and everything, and I was like, man, just give it to me back. They're like, oh, well, it's not done yet.
It's like, well, it hasn't even started.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry, man. I'm messing the story all up. But what happened before that is that the guy called me again, like after he called for a receipt. Yeah. This is what made me go and pick up the computer. He said, well, we're going to need the backup disk before we can do the... That was the same time he called me and told me that he did the diagnostic test.
We need your backup disk.
I was
disk.
Like, man, you should have told me that when I brought it in, man. This is... I said, you know what? Stop. I'm just going to come pick it up right now. So that's what I did. But then they tried to charge me for the diagnostic. Whatever. It was like 100 and something bucks.
That's crap, man.
Yeah.
That's crap. What?
But you didn't have to pay, right?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Diagnostic check?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
You can do that with your own antivirus.
Man, I'm telling you, these people are retarded.
Freaking Chuck.
It just seems like a way to, like, make people, like, if there's something wrong with their computer, to make people, like, panicky. And then they're like, you need to take it to the Geek Squad.
Yeah.
And then makes people feel like they can't do it themselves. So then, like, the Geek Squad can, like, help them, but then they, like, overcharge.
That's exactly what it is. People don't know they were overcharged. I think that's just the way business is in general. Like, there's all these things that we can do by ourselves, like, change our oil.
Yeah.
But it's like, we don't feel like doing it, so we have to pay people to do it, you know?
Stupid-ass losers. I'll tell you who's good, though, if you need to get your computer fixed. You ever been in the Micro Center?
No, where's that?
And it's in Fairfax. It's off Nutley Street.
The Micro Center?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's like all computers and...
Sort of like what Circuits or what CompUSA was supposed to be.
What happened to CompUSA?
It's out, man. It's gone.
Stupid ass economy, man. It's just destroying everybody.
This was before that, though.
Oh, well. Before what?
Maybe it led up to it.
It was like 2006 when it went away.
That was still part... That was the beginning of the economy.
Was it? And CompUSA was the first victim of the economy?
Probably was. It was a start.
I thought it was Kmart.
Kmart's still around.
Kmart's around, man.
What?
There's a Kmart in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, there's a Kmart up in Springfield, Virginia.
Is there?
James, have you seen that Kevin Smith film, Zach and Miri Make a Porno?
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh,
I'm not going to see it either.
Really?
You know I'm not going to see that.
Because it's Seth Green. Not Seth Green.
Seth Rogen.
James is a fan of Seth Green, though.
You know what? Joe and I saw where that was filmed, parts of it.
Oh.
In Monroeville, Pennsylvania.
Huh.
So that was pretty cool. Very, very much enjoying that.
We had like our portable DVD, and we paused it where the building was, and then we saw the building right in front of us, and then we took a picture.
Oh, did you?
One of the... It's funny how you're having to deal with... So did your computer get fixed?
Hell no.
Still messed up right now?
Oh, you know what I did? I bought a new computer.
Oh.
The same day.
You're talking about a laptop?
I brought a new laptop. A fresh, virgin computer.
What are you going to do with your other laptop?
I'm going to fix it up.
Oh, okay.
Get the AIDS out of it.
I'll figure out something.
Hey, if magic made it, you can make it.
Dude, all you gotta do, all you gotta...
Magic Johnson, there's gotta be a cure for AIDS, man.
I know.
Magic Johnson's still alive. It's been like 20 years. 18
he has,
years.
He has HIV, not AIDS.
He doesn't have full-blown AIDS?
I thought he just has HIV.
Dude, he's
I
had,
don't know.
Well, yeah, probably.
He's still alive.
Dude, that was in fourth grade when he got AIDS.
He has HIV.
He was?
No, he has HIV.
Fourth grade? Yeah, 92.
No, he has HIV. We got research
HIV.
That.
No,
we
I believe you, man. Yeah,
I want to get down to the bottom of it someday, though.
I believe you.
He's magical.
That's why his name is Magic.
Joe, who'd you write? Remember that that class project we had?
Martin Lawrence.
You did?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Oh, you already know the story Magic Johnson.
What? Wait, what are you talking about?
Yeah, that class project when we had to write like a superstar or a
black superstar.
No, we had to write a celebrity, like write a letter
to a celebrity.
Yeah, remember?
No, I did
Stalking 101.
I wrote to Stan Lee.
Stalking 101. Stan Lee.
Yeah, the creator of basically everything
Marvel Comics. And we saw him
really?
This weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
And I gave him a card to sign.
He's like the modern day Walt Disney.
I gave him a card to sign, and he sent it back, and it was signed. That was cool.
Sweet.
Cool.
So it was pretty. It was a good experience all around.
I didn't know you did that.
One of those things, on the subject of computers, I've been trying to fix. I've been trying to fix Brian's computer for the longest time because
his has full blown AIDS.
His has full blown AIDS. he has the Jessica. Apparently, he got it from Jessica Biel. He got AIDS from Jessica Biel.
Is that what he was researching when that happened?
Is it Brian?
Mr. Brian Sarvis. William Lovett.
Where's
himself.
He at?
He's at his house, man.
Is he in California?
No, he's over here.
He doesn't live there anymore.
He's in Richmond.
Richmond?
He's in Richmond. Man, but basically, so the story.
Go back to Richmond, man.
That's what I'm saying.
It's terrible.
What happened to his computer? Basically, his computer was already sort of, you know, it was already out of commission. And I was like, you need an editing system. I need to put an editing system. He's like, my computer can't do it, man. And then I updated his computer so he can use it again, right? I updated his computer so we can use Avid Media Composer on it, and I got it to work. Did all the updates, right? And the first thing I said was, like, don't go on the internet with this computer.
Looking for porn.
Well, I didn't really push it to that level. I was like, just don't, because, you know, you have no protection from this stuff. And it's like, all right, it's cool. But then somehow down the line, you know, we were both like, man, but you need some backgrounds or images to come up, you know, during that time. You need something, like how, like, my studio computer has, like, the images popping up. So, you know, I was like, we can search some. I'll give you some that's on my flash drive. So that's cool. One day, you know, like 2 weeks later, he has all these new images, right? And right on his backdrop is Jessica Biel. So it's one of those things that that's cool. Now you got that. Now you're looking at the internet. I can see through your history that you're looking at porn. But that's all right. You get,
Oh my god.
That's awesome.
No, it's cool. But I don't know, because his roommate Danny would come.
Oh, there
to me.
He is.
His roommate Danny would go to me and be like, "Hey man,
there he is."
I was looking at the history, and it looks like it's like hot Asian love or something on this
Whoa,
thing.
Oh, hot Asian.
I don't know. It's something like that. I'm making it up. It could be. But basically,
definitely Asian.
But then after his roommate Danny told me that, all of a sudden, his computer was being annihilated with viruses. Like, annihilated, man. To the point where, like, we couldn't come back from it. Like, I was like, I can try to kill it all as much again. We're getting all these trial Norton virus things to fight it off. And it's like one of those things where you have to leave the scan on for the whole entire day and comes back and it shows all the viruses.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool, I got it fixed, you know? 2 weeks later, Brian calls me back and goes like, dude, now I can't even get to my computer and it's talking to me.
It's talking to you.
It's making random noises. It's not even like connected.
Wouldn't it be crazy if it actually has like some like porn noises or something coming?
That's
out
the thing. It's like you'd hear like and like I'd hear him on the phone. And he's like, "Yeah, check it out." And it's like going, "Whatever." It's like doing
the
all these things. And
he's
like,
over
and
the
he's like, and he's like, it's like Brian's like, I didn't even turn on the computer, dude. He just turned
maybe
on by
actually,
himself.
Maybe the computer itself got like addicted to porn, like to a major level, like that guy from X-Files, David Duchovny level. He's just like addicted to porn.
He's a sex addict.
Yeah. And,
David Duchovny?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to like some hospital for sex addiction.
No, he has
something.
His own TV show called Californication where he's addicted to sex.
Yeah, and in real life it happened.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
But basically what happened with Brian's computer is that, so then I was like, cool, I'll come down there. Next time I come down there, I'll check it out. And then when I get there, he's like, dude, now it won't even turn on at all. It just flashes Jessica Biel and then shuts down.
The computer?
And then a month later, I read Entertainment Weekly saying, like, Jessica Biel's the most dangerous cyber threat celebrity. And I text him saying, like, dude, I just read these stats, and did you have Jessica Biel in the back of your computer, dude? And he's like, that's probably what it was.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh, yeah. And more. But the thing is like, probably since Brian's computer was making noises all by itself, it was probably, like, all... Like, I bet not even Brian as a human was addicted to porn. It was probably, like, the whole computer was just like, I need more porn, and it was just, like, making noises and stuff.
It would do downloads by itself.
Yeah, it would just, like, download by itself, show Jessica Biel by itself, and turn off. That was the end of it.
Oh, man. That's funny.
That's a full-blown AIDS right there, if I ever did see a case.
Didn't Danny say that's the reason why he likes using a Mac? So he can look at all the porn he wants. He doesn't have to worry about viruses.
What?
You should get a Mac, James. You don't have to worry about
any of it.
Why?
Just unlimited porn forever.
Why?
Because Mac has, like, an antivirus, like, already built into it. Like, I don't think... It's, like, really hard to hack through a Mac.
Hey, let's get Macs, man.
Oh, man. I wish I had known that before when I got a Mac.
Well, how much do you have to spend on a computer?
Well, nothing now.
You can still return it.
Nah, I'm not going to return it.
Because Macs are like... Macs are like $1,500 up.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's worth it, because then you get unlimited porn.
Well, I spent less than that with it.
That's the big pool, like, you see, like, on... Steve Jobs is like, now we can get unlimited porn.
Limited porn for only $24.99 a month.
Now without iPorn.
No, but like over time then it like makes your computer less diseased. You know, I'm always a supporter of Macs.
Besides porn.
No, I don't look at porn.
What else does it have going for it?
What, on the internet?
On Mac.
Just like you get complete protection and everything's just better.
I mean, porn
isn't that enough already, James?
It's not the only reason I have a computer.
What is it?
I mean,
you're like, I write school reports with it.
I check my email and my bank accounts and stuff.
You can do that on your phone, man.
No, I don't have one of those phones.
If you were to buy one, you can get one for free.
I'm not going
to
get one of those phones, those big-ass phones. iPhones or whatever they're called.
They're small.
BlackBerry or NBs or whatever.
That's not the same thing. BlackBerry's different.
I don't know. They're all the same to me, man. It's all technology.
In the future, we'll all probably have one in 10 years.
Well...
If not, it's going to be in our eyeball. You can already just go on the internet without even like programming it.
Sweet.
Show it in your eye.
That's what I can't wait is when stuff's just being injected. Yeah.
Not even that.
What is the answer to the question? You just touch your brain and like you can see it dial up on your forehead.
No, but it would already be like in your vision. Like it would just be like you see it.
It'd be sweet.
That's one of the things I was like, I don't know. It's just, I tried so hard to get Brian's computer up.
I still think that
I tried, man. I'm still trying to this day. Now I've completely erased his hard drive, put in a new operating system, and then now we just need the activation code. Now I can't find an activation code. I need the backup disk.
If people think that cell phones, you know, like people are like, oh, you shouldn't drive your car while being on your cell phone and stuff like that. But what if in the future you have that all in your eyeball? Like people are going to get in major car accidents because they're not going to be paying attention. They're just going to be walking around like internet zombies.
That's one of the reasons, James, you also brought up that there's not going to be any flying cars because everyone's just going to be like...
Everybody's going to 9/11 everybody. Yeah,
it's just going to be the call, just like a finishing move. It's going to be called the 9/11.
Dude,
it's just like a police code. It's going to be 9/11. 9/11 over.
We're going to have 9/11 in progress on South.
We got to stop it.
South Bodegar Street.
We got a
9/11 in progress.
This looks like a 9/11.
See, then the cops would have to start carrying like surface-to-air missiles and stuff to shoot these people down.
What they should really have is like anti-electronic device that like takes away electronic pulses.
People will start having force fields around their house.
No, but that's why you take away the electronic. If you take away, you pull the electronic in a beam or some shit like that. Force fields? I can't. That's what I was saying. We need to have.
Ever gonna have a force field.
What are you talking about? We can have force fields.
Force fields.
How would you create a
bubble house?
How would you create a force field like with physics and stuff like that?
I don't know.
I would use magnets.
Well, I guess they have those electric fences for dogs.
That's true. So if they have electric fences for dogs, they can do that for humans.
But then people would have to wear those collars with the things.
It's not true. You can inject them when you're a baby.
Man, come on.
When you're a baby.
Then your blood can have like magnetic stuff
get
in
real.
It.
Get real. I haven't heard get real in the longest.
James is bringing it back.
Can't bring it back. Yeah,
and also the other thing I like bringing it back is knock your block off.
Knock your block off.
Who says that?
Like, isn't it from Peanuts or something?
Knock your
isn't
block
like block Lu- she's like Lucy's like, I'm gonna knock your block off.
I don't know. Block? What's a block? Your head?
Yeah.
It's a block?
Like blockhead.
It's a block.
She'd be like, Charlie Brown, you're such a blockhead.
Hey, so how's your new place, man? I haven't seen your new place at all. Now that you're basically 45 minutes away from me.
Yeah, it's a place. Yeah. It's a 2-bedroom condo.
Is that area like a new development area?
Yeah, it's all brand new, man. Or I think the place was built like in 2005.
How are the people around you? How's the layout? Are you like all close to your neighbors? Is it sort of like Hazard's place? How are you like next to each other and stuff like that?
Yeah, it's kind of like that. But
any fun?
Yeah, I mean the people are mostly like Indians and stuff. It's not like
Native Americans.
No, like
a reservation.
Like not being like mean. I'm just saying like most of my neighbors are Indians.
Well,
or Pakistanis or whatever.
Well, yeah. If I was next to you, you'd be like, oh, that's a Filipino.
Right? Well, it's not like I'm like goddamn Indians all around. I'm just, you know, neighbors are all Indians.
I feel that if you were to say that, you'd have a good reason to say that. You're not just being like, I hate them all.
Do they like grill chickens in their backyard down with the blood hanging out?
What?
Have you seen that?
Indians?
Yeah.
Is that what Indians
do? The blood hanging out, is that what you said?
Yeah.
That's what Native Americans do.
I knew
do.
This one person, like, that his next door neighbor was, I think it was Indians, and they would like cut chickens' heads off and like hang them upside down in the backyard, and the blood, they could smell the blood from their house.
Yeah, that's disgusting. No, they don't do that.
That's good.
Not that I've seen. I don't know. They might
I remember my dad did that once.
Did he really?
In the backyard when we caught chicken from like the chicken farm.
No way.
And we took two home to have.
No way.
I kid you not, sir.
Oh. Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's wild.
What else are we supposed to do?
Could your neighbors smell it?
I don't know if the neighbors could smell it, but I doubt I bet if they were looking at it, they'd be like, what the hell is going on, man? These guys are racist.
They'd be like, this is pretty bad. And then PETA comes to your house.
Do you have a lot of trees around your area, or is it just a
bunch there's some trees.
That's cool.
It's real nice. It's a real nice area.
How's that? I need to check it out one of these
days. Come check it out. By all means.
It's close to where my brother lives, right?
Where does he live at?
Ashburn?
Yeah, that's where I live.
We should have a radio show actually there on location.
Is that a possibility?
Remote.
Can we do a radio show on location?
A remote radio show from James.
Is that able to hook up? Can we hook it up over there?
You just need power, right?
What do you need to hook up? Yeah, power. Got outlets.
Oh, man, you got outlets.
Man.
I got plenty of those.
You got a floor?
Floor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got chairs?
Yeah.
You got outlets?
I got a table, too.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dang. We can do the radio show there.
We're going to take the radio show on the road, sir.
All right.
We really had a bunch of ideas for the radio show. Like, we're going to try to conduct it, like, in the car while we were traveling to a tour. And I was like, that's going to be a little difficult. It didn't stop me from trying. I think I can hook it up.
You have to. You get an accident, man. You'll be messing with these switches.
Well, that's why someone else has got to learn how to do this too. Besides me, it's not very difficult. I just put it on a limiter, and then it doesn't overmodulate.
I don't think it's necessary to actually like. I don't think it's like it would be a cool gimmick.
It's a real word. What are you talking about?
It would be a cool gimmick to like do a radio show while we're driving, but it's like at the same time, it's in a way I'd just rather just sit at a table and do it. I'd rather like save my life.
Save my life.
You know, just because you don't want something bad to happen and all of a sudden it's like all the gears like crazy. And
there's a guy at Baltimore Comic Con, James, that I think will be very hard. But can you bring up the image on the studio's computer?
Baltimore Pittsburgh?
The Pittsburgh one. There's a guy that we saw, and I want you to tell us your first reaction when you see this image.
I'll bring up the image.
All right.
Because like when we first saw this, now remember we saw this dude in person.
Uh-huh.
And he sustained this position for a long time.
For probably 10 minutes.
And we were wondering, what the hell's going on with this guy? But tell us what this looks like to you.
It's like a retard waiting for the bus. What is he doing?
He's just staring at the ground.
There's a guy across from us with a plastic bag.
Nothing against him, by the way.
Oh. Yeah, he was just like a middle-aged guy with a plastic bag. I guess he had his comics in the plastic bag, t-shirt and jeans. He's just looking at the ground for 10 minutes, like right in front of
us. What is he doing?
But then we noticed that his friend came up. I think he was waiting for his friend.
Yeah, but he's just...
But it's like, really, you're going to wait for 10 minutes and just stand there and like look at your shoes?
Maybe he doesn't want anybody to talk to him.
And it was like, also way over to like the wall, too. It wasn't like he was interacting with people.
Is he standing up against the wall?
No, he's just standing.
It's like right next to the wall. He's like right next to the wall.
He looks so sad, man.
What's to the left of him? Or behind him, I guess.
It's just the rest of the wall.
It's just like a railing thing.
Does it go far?
Yeah.
Or is he like at a corner?
It goes far.
Oh.
Just flat wall.
It's just a big flat wall.
It's weird.
Look at it, man. Look at it.
Is he wearing like a... What's that shirt he's wearing?
Maybe it's Timberland.
That's what I was just thinking.
It's a Timberland shirt.
What tunes, you?
Can't tell what's on his shirt.
I used to think back in the day it was cool to wear those logos, but now I don't think so. Timberland and Guess.
My tombs.
What's my tombs? Oh, have you ever worn Timberlands before?
Hell no.
No? I thought you said yeah.
What, me?
The first second you sounded like you said yeah. No.
Hell no. My microphone went out for a second. Or my headphones
still,
went out.
Still modifying with that.
Look, this is where they filmed part of Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
Yeah.
That used to be a coffee shop called the Bean and Gone.
The what?
The Bean and Gone, a coffee shop. It was a fictional that they made, but now it's a Chinese restaurant.
China. Girls from China.
So I guess I'll ask you this question since I asked you the question of the summer. Are you looking forward to the fall, winter time? What do you have to look forward to besides Thanksgiving?
Man, I'm just so bummed out that I didn't do anything this summer.
I don't even understand. Wait, we still don't even figure out why you had a bad summer in general yet.
Man,
it's just one of those things that goes by too quick, right?
Yeah, James, it's just a disappointment.
James, you had a bad summer, man. That sucks.
Well, you know what? It wasn't bad. It just wasn't good. Could have been better.
There.
Why wasn't it good?
It was just, man, because the whole time the summer was rolling along, I was like, oh, man,
you're going to do something, right?
I still got, a little bit left in the summer. I can do something cool.
What were you planning on doing that you weren't able to do?
I don't know. I was going to, like, take a trip or something. I guess I did take a trip to Florida, but that was, like, a weekend. It's like 4 days.
It's true.
It was really, like, 2 days that I got to chill.
It's kind of like I kind of relate to that. It's like you have, like, more in your head what you wanted to do, but the time went by so quick that all of a sudden you're like, what? I didn't get a chance to do that.
Yeah. Especially since last summer I didn't get to do anything cool.
But then you realize now after this summer, you're like, well, what would I have done?
I just feel like I'm getting old and wasting my youth.
But you're not, dude. You're not.
Yeah, damn it.
I think you're just wasting your youth. I hear a lot of my friends saying that now. Oh, we're getting old, blah, 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 blah. But I don't understand. If you keep thinking that you're getting old, you're going to be fucking old then. But if you want to do something, you'll be able to do something.
Well, damn it, I haven't done anything. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but what the fuck do you want to do, dude?
I don't know.
Let's make some fucking music.
All right.
You're the one who got a new guitar.
Where did you want to travel to, though?
I don't know.
But we'll see, that's the problem right there. It's got to start. That's where it's got to start.
Somewhere I haven't been before. Like,
you've been everywhere.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, have you been to Paris?
Yeah.
Africa?
No, but I don't want to go to Africa.
Yeah, I was like...
What about Egypt? You don't want to go to Egypt?
If I go to Africa, I'll end up getting AIDS or something. Like, just breathing the air.
Just by being there?
Like, 30% of the people in Africa have AIDS or something like that.
Well, hello, have you been to D.C.? 30% of the people in D.C. have AIDS. God.
No, that's why. Damn it!
I mean, we're like right in like the amongst of all these AIDS.
Well, it's all like African type people in DC, right? It's the same thing.
I'm just
African Americans, damn it!
And also, you know, Arlington has Obama's the highest AIDS. Level of STDs.
Don't say
Arlington
that.
Arlington has.
I'm gonna get in trouble with the feds again.
Are you?
No, I'm not.
No, you're not.
No,
damn it! This is America, damn it.
No, I heard something on the radio a few months ago, maybe like 5 months ago, that said like Arlington and the DC area have like the highest AIDS population in the United States.
Hey, at least they're known for something, right? A lot of people don't have
AIDS
that.
And STDs and all that stuff.
Well, I don't know. I don't have AIDS, I don't think.
But I'm just saying, if you're that close to like, you're that close to DC, you could
it's
breathe
like,
it
it's
in.
It's either you get the AIDS or the swine flu, man. What's the deal? Which one do you want?
I don't know. Are you going to get the swine flu vaccine?
No.
I'm not getting that crap.
I didn't even know that people were giving it out.
I heard on Coast to Coast that it can, like, damage your brain and nervous system.
You know, they've
had
that. I was
like, I'm not getting that.
Yeah, they had that, like, since the 70s. They had an outbreak in the 70s, my mom was telling me.
Yeah, 1973.
Yeah. And, like, they gave it to everybody in the military.
Mm-hmm.
They all died.
But they didn't, like, really run any tests or something on it. My mom was telling me about it. She got it. Then a couple weeks after she got it, they were coming out with, they were saying, like, oh, I don't know, something was
they're
going on.
They're turning into
with,
zombies.
Like, all these people that got it were getting all
actually,
messed up.
Actually, more people died.
It's like in Planet Terror.
More people died from that.
Turning to zombies.
more people
the
died
undead.
From that injection.
That's how 20...
Then more people actually died from the actual flu.
Dude, that's how...
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, remember that's
it,
exactly...
It seemed worth it.
That's how exactly how I Am Legend and maybe 28 days later or something like that, where that's how so many people died or turned into zombies because of a vaccine that tried to save the Earth.
What exactly is a zombie?
Undead.
Undead.
I mean, what does that mean?
That means after you've died, you come back to life and the only way you can die is you're get your brain blown off.
But like what is a zombie? What like
imagine
like a living dead.
Like imagine like a corpse.
Think?
Imagine a corpse coming back, like, you know, being having life injected back into him but still technically dead with no soul, and like all they want to do is harvest on other people's brains.
Zoom, zoom, and zoom, zoom.
It doesn't make sense to me.
Like
the
a zombie?
Whole concept of a zombie, yeah.
Well, it's based off of your fear of the dead coming back to life and coming after you.
See, if a dead person came back to life, then they would just be a living person again, right?
I mean, technically, they would be a living person, except for this. The zombies don't have...
They have the physical aspects of a dead person.
Yeah. They wouldn't have, like, pieces... Yeah, exactly.
Brains.
Yeah, they would just be, like, brain-dead people coming after you, and they won't stop. They have no personality, and they won't stop until they get you.
And
know,
also, like,
eat you
with the swine flu thing, like, basically what I'm going to try to do is just try to stay...
Why do I got
to
describe what zombies are eating?
I'm just going to try to stay healthy and, like, you know, try to wash your hands whenever you get back from going out and, you know, maybe carry around a hand sanitizer if it gets to that level. And just make sure you're clean and that you're eating healthy and that you're sleeping well.
I think that's what's going to happen, man. I'm afraid. The swine flu is going to turn people into zombies or into, like... They're going to harvest other people's brains.
Or like that Nicole Kidman movie.
Yeah, like The Invasion. And they're going to...
The Invasion?
You ever see that movie?
The Body Snatchers.
No. Invasion of the Body Snatchers, when they started harvesting other people and they all became one unified brain thought.
Oh. That's pretty cool.
No, it's not, man.
Like, what happens if it gets to that level and like everyone is all freakazoid like that and then like...
And then we got to fight.
Then we just got to like be in a basement the whole time like hiding from them.
And then we fight. Fight for our lives, man.
It's crazy.
Great. Now we got to end the show on.
can I say one more thing before we go?
All right, hurry.
The that Red Lobster commercial where the lobster is colliding in midair with the water.
Yeah. Or the butter.
I was thinking about that yesterday, or 2 days ago.
It's basically like right. Seafood porn.
That's the end of the show. We're gonna leave it with James's
seafood porn
reimagining his own lobster collision.
It doesn't happen in real life though.
But we can make it happen.
Joe, you should film a Red Lobster commercial.
I will film a Red Lobster commercial.
It'd be like the butter being sprayed right. on the fish.
At least we left this on a happier note, as opposed to zombies coming after. Or at least at least we didn't leave it on the swine flu turning people into zombies.
Just think
but
of
lobster.
Red Lobster.
Just think of lobster.
Think of the shrimp.
Being.
The shrimp like bouncing in the air, yes. Like in the commercials.
And we'll leave you guys with that thought. Have a good night, and we'll see you at Baltimore Comic Con in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Yes. James.
October 10th
and
11th.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being on the show, sir.
Yes. Thank you, James.
I'll catch you all next week.
Goodbye.
Lobster. Red lobster.
Shrimps.
Shrimps. Good night.
Shrimps. Good. The kind of human wreck is that you love.